I know good, decent, God-fearing, Christ-honoring men who are police officers. And I know that they would never do something so unjust, so ridiculous. I know them personally. I'm talking like close friend, barbecues, family outings, go to the baptisms of their children. I'm talking close, best friends. I know them. And I can call them up. Hey, I need to talk to you about this, about what's going on. What's the heartbeat of the police right now? What's the department looking at? How are you guys responding to this? What happened in this situation? I saw this in the news, blah, blah, blah. What's going on here? Those types of relationships need to be widespread so that these things don't happen. And granted, cops are under a huge amount of stress. I understand that. I'm not trying to armchair quarterback. I'm not trying to say that cops are horrible people. They're not. What I'm trying to say is maybe the police officers need you, Christian, to be there to so that they know you're praying for them and to be there to let them know that you're on their side and you support them. Not in situations where they body slam women onto the ground in front of their children, but you're there for them. We got to start thinking beyond issues and start thinking about people, right? Why are cops responding like this? Do they know that they have a choice? Do they know that they don't have to respond like this? But police are enthusiastically enforcing these edicts nonetheless and using them as an excuse to harass the taxpayers. This article, police are complicit in politicians' disregard for the rule of law, Mises.org. Here are just a few examples from around the United States. Police arrest a business owner for refusing to close his smoke shop. Police harass and detain a man for playing softball with his family in a nearly empty park. In Delaware, a local business owner was even arrested for personally violating Carney's stay-at-home order. Wisconsin police arrested a dog groomer for social distancing-related violations. Shreveport, Louisiana police threaten local business owners. NYPD officers assault a man for violating social distancing laws. In Odessa, Texas, a SWAT team descended on a peaceful demonstration at a tavern. Keep in mind that no one is required to go near these places or interact with anyone involved. Those who wish to isolate themselves from these businesses and their clientele may freely do so. Yet these are just a handful of the many cases of police harassment involving citations, arrests, and other forms of coercion and intimidation brought against people who are just living their lives. Nor should we assume that this is as bad as it gets, since there is no longer any due process or public legislative process subject to checks and balances, governors and mayors can unilaterally decide at any time to ramp up social distancing requirements and business closures. If the public appears uncooperative, police officials can simply order police to be making mass arrests. Sorry, that sentence structure is wrong. If the public appears uncooperative, police officials can simply order police to make mass arrests. We have no reason to think that police would not comply with this order. Now, again, folks, police, law enforcement, they are under an undue amount of stress. I understand that. Some of them, there's a lot of them in my area that are former military. And they have that, they've served multiple tours. And they still have that mentality of this is war, engaging in war, that wartime frame of mind. Some may be struggling from PTSD, but not telling anybody about it. So from the outside looking in, I'm not going to condemn them. I will encourage and I will say that this is wrong and needs to be corrected. This is improper and needs to be corrected. But one thing we can't forget, folks, is that we need to be praying for our law enforcement officers. They and our city council members, those lower magistrates, are our last bastion of protection against tyranny from higher magistrates. One of the interesting things that I believe is pointed out here in this article is that all of these things that are going on, with the arresting folks for not operating in the social distancing guidelines, harassing and threatening local business officers, slamming people on the ground, etc. Police personnel, as he points out in this article here, have other crimes they can be investigating, not just enforcing the laws or edicts, the fake laws and edicts made by their governors and mayors. The cases of New York and Odessa are instructive. Odessa law enforcement officers apparently have the extra time and resources to assemble a SWAT team in response to protests, but does this mean that there is no real crime that needs investigating in Odessa? Of course not. According to the FBI's 2018 crime survey, Odessa had 1,049 violent crimes in 2018, including 118 rapes and 819 aggravated assaults. If late 2019 and early 2020 were at all similar, then we're talking about hundreds of violent crimes that Odessa area police officials are ignoring in order to harass people for entering a tavern. Indeed, if Odessa law enforcement agencies are nothing or anything like countless police agencies in other areas, only about a half of violent crimes are resolved at all. That is, only 45% of violent crime lead to arrest and prosecution. Less than half of violent crimes result in what is known as a clearance of the crime. Property crime clearances are much worse. Only 17% of burglaries, arsons, and car thefts are cleared. According to violent crimes, homicides experience the highest clearance rate by far at 61%. Aggravated assault comes in at 53% and rape at 34%. But these are just cases where arrests are made and prosecutions are initiated. A smaller number of cases actually lead to convictions. A crime may be cleared even when the suspect is later exonerated. We have police officers that are enforcing social distancing measures. I keep saying laws, but they're edicts. They are fiat statements. They're regulations, suggestions, requirements. They're not laws. They're enforcing your birthday party and making sure that everybody's social distancing, or if it's a gathering of over 10, you gotta scram. They are tasing people and slamming women and separating children from their parents because they're not doing these demands by the government and mayor. But all the while, there are real crimes that are going on. Folks who have lost loved ones to murders, folks who have lost possessions in burglaries, folks who were raped, folks who were assaulted, arsons that were started, car thefts. All the while, the police are pushing to social distance at a birthday party, assembling SWAT raids to go to businesses, when there's real crime still happening, real crime occurring, and real crime that has occurred that demands and requires justice. Folks, again, we need to make sure that we are praying for, supporting, and lifting up our law enforcement officers in our areas. Focus on your area. Don't worry about Kentucky. Don't worry about your area where you are. Find a way to reach out to your law enforcement and find out, what are you going to do about these? When are we going to stop these? What will happen? And you don't have to be aggressive. You don't have to go in there combatively. You can go in there with respect that's due their position, and you can ask them questions, and you can inquire, and you can offer suggestions. And then if nothing happens there, you can go to the other magistrates in your county. Go to your city council. Go to your mayor. Find out what they are going to do to stop these things from happening. But folks, we can no longer just sit by and watch these things occur and not do anything about them, because we are complicit in the injustice if we do not stop it from happening, straight up. And we cannot allow ourselves to be counted amongst those who do nothing to help our fellow man when they're treated unethically by the government, or by policies enacted by tyrants, or tyrannical policies enacted by people who may just not have enough experience to know what to do in these instances. How many people, we've never faced anything like this. Your governors, mayors, councilmen, they've never faced anything like this before. We have new information constantly rolling out all the time. And the argument can be made, well, at the beginning they acted on the information that we had and we needed to do something, so they did it. They got it done and they helped us out. Yeah, but the reason we vote for people to go into office, the reason we choose them as our representatives, the reason we choose them to help govern our states and govern the affairs and execute the laws is because we assume, based on the campaign, based on our personal research, that these folks have the ability to make decisions quickly based on the information they're provided, but to do them rightly. All right, if a governor says, you know what, I see this danger that's coming to our people, I think we need to enact an emergency session of our legislature. We need to get together. We need to debate what's going to happen on this so that we can do something to help our people, but do it legally. Now, am I saying that if the legislature met and then the legislature created laws that demanded us to close down businesses or not go to church, that would be any better? No, I'm not. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is that it would have been done rightly, and we could be on a playing ground of doing things correctly rather than trying to fight against a tyrannical measure enacted by one person who is listening to a health department.